Spread out on a table are a few dark brown soft pelts, 10,000 hairs per square inch. The sea otter furs are worth about $250 each, but each pelt can be made into several small items, which can sell for around $300 each. Student Anna Frisbee stands over a pelt with a metal ruler and an X-Acto knife while she cuts her piece, and others look on.
Don't be scared, Anne. See, it's not cutting through. Just tiny bits.
You have to hold it down really hard.
Check that.
The students of the class were encouraging each other because the teacher was absent due to personal reasons. For most of the dozen students, it was their first time handling sea otter fur, including Stacy Scan, who Frisbee convinced to go.
I was a nervous wreck coming the first time to this class.
I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know. So we haven't sewn anything in a long time.
But on the second day of a three-day class, Scan relaxed on a couch in the Tribal Community Center, smiling and stitching. The class is a collaboration between several nonprofits, Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's Traditional Foods Program donated the pelts, the Heidelberg Cooperative Association donated the space, and Lisa Lang from Hadas Kilkuyas put all the pieces together to organize the event.
Cottage industry.
That's what it's about, is what's local and then bringing it so that you create your own economy.
She says almost everyone in Heidelberg is an artist, pointing out a carver and a weaver, and she wants to create an artist's economy. For Lang, an economy means more than money.
There's over 200 native villages in Alaska, and there's no economies, and so people are leaving, and they're losing their culture, their language. They're losing everything, and they want to be at home.
The first night of the class, students added trims of sea otter fur to knit hats and headbands as a donation to the newly formed artist co-op. The second night was for making products of their choice.
I don't know. I can't decide whether it's going to be a hat or a scarf.
Cutting and sewing the pelt transforms it into native handicraft, which can be legally sold to non-natives. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, authentic native handicraft products have been significantly altered from their original form. Basically, super glue won't do. But it was joked about as some had trouble sewing.
But how about this part? How do I do this part? Just whip
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, all I've been doing is just that straight stitch.
In addition to creating sellable products, the class was an opportunity to learn some Haida language.
Okay, you guys have to learn the Haida word now, okay? You ready?
Yes.
Huh? Haikwa. Haikwa means are you ready?
I need a longer
I need a longer one than that.
As well as socialize.
They frown at you if you don't talk while you're working. And then they'll pick on you until you start doing it.
Scan recently moved from Anchorage to the small village on the south end of Prince of Wales Island. She was anxious at first about the drastic change of pace, but so far hasn't had trouble keeping busy.
Yeah, there's actually a lot to do. There really is. I was really worried about that, but the little things like this, I think it's really nice, and I don't know, I think it's kind of the glue that keeps the community going, honestly.
There will be another sewing class next month, and Lang is gathering equipment and teachers for other classes, such as paddle making, cedar weaving, and deer meat preparation. Lang says with each cedar hat and otter fur bag, Heidelberg is a step closer to the goal of creating a cultural tourism industry. Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.